Text numéro 100. Working part-time in the 21st century. Remco Vermeer is ambitious and at 37 the youngest partner in his law firm. His banker clients expect him on call constantly, except on Fridays, when he looks after his two children. Working 4 days a week is now the rule rather than the exception among my friends, said Mr. Vermeer, the first man in his firm to take a daddy day in 2006. For reasons that blend tradition and modernity, 3 in 4 working Dutch women work part-time. Female-dominated sectors like health and education operate almost entirely on job sharing, as even childless women and mothers of grown children trade income for time off. This has exacted an enduring price on women's financial independence. But in just a few years, part-time work has ceased being the prerogative of women with little career ambition and become a powerful tool to attract and retain talent, male and female, in a competitive Dutch labour market. There are part-time surgeons, part-time managers and part-time engineers. From Microsoft to the Dutch Economics Ministry, offices have moved into flex buildings, where the number of workspaces are far fewer than the staff who come and go on schedules tailored around their needs. The Dutch culture of part-time work provides an advance peek at the challenges and potential solutions that other nations will face as well in an era of a rapidly changing workforce. Our part-time experience has taught us that you can organise work in a rhythm other than 9 to 5, said a Member of Parliament who led a task force on how to encourage women to work more. The next generation, she added, is turning our part-time culture from a weakness into a strength. On average, men still increase their hours when they have children, but with 1 in 3 men now either working part-time or squeezing a full-time job into 4 days, the daddy day has become part of Dutch vocabulary. From our conservative Dutch philosophy about motherhood comes this urgent wish to spend more time with the family. More and more Dutch companies promote flexible work hours, but working flexibility does not always mean working less. In 2008, Microsoft moved into a space without designated workstations and employees were told to work anywhere, anytime. 95% of Dutch Microsoft employees work from home at least 1 day a week. Even in the Netherlands, this remains the exception, but it is gaining ground. Part-time is an obsolete concept, but so is full-time, says a chief executive from Microsoft. Adapted from the New York Times, December 2010.